USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A day after a protest at Capitol Hill turned into a riot that saw the Capitol building stormed by protesters, President Trump is condemning the day's violence. In a video shared on social media, the president promised justice for those who broke the law.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
In the wake of the violence, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police will resign. Chief Stephen Sund will step down from his post effective January 16th. In a statement Thursday, Sund said his force had been expecting a First Amendment demonstration and was not prepared for a riot. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The protester shot and killed inside the Capitol building has been identified. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As Stop the Steal protesters breached Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon, Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed woman. She's been identified as Ashley Babbitt from San Diego, California, a 14-year Air Force veteran.
She didn't have any weapons on her. I don't know why she had to die in the people's house. That's our house. It's everybody's house. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. I don't know why she had to die inside the house. I saw the pictures. I had to see the pictures of my wife dying on the news.
Her husband, Aaron, on WKRN Nashville, was not in attendance. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Arizona has become the center of the COVID-19 outbreak, with the highest number of per capita infections in the world. The state reported nearly 10,000 new cases on Thursday, with only 7% of the state's intensive care unit beds available. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
At least 8 states are now reporting cases of a variant of COVID-19. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
After first being reported in Colorado in late December, New York, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, and Connecticut are all reporting the different strain. Overseas, countries like Denmark report numerous cases. That is where Hans Kruger of the World Health Organization spoke to the media.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may, over time, replace other circulating lineages, as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Epidemiologists report current COVID-19 vaccines are believed to be effective against this variant. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
An aircraft manufacturer, Boeing, has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over 2 deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX's flight control systems. That software was later cited as a main cause of the crashes. The 737 MAX was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month, after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.